This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:05 in the evening and you're listening to the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin. And so we're going to be moving on to our first story this hour, which is to do actually with the coronavirus outbreak and really in many ways tied to the story that we did yesterday about panic buying.
Yep.
Although this isn't panic buying, but it is hoarding. So we're talking about price hikes and how to complain about them because the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs recently issued compounds of over 21,000 ringgit to 9 premises nationwide for selling face masks above the permitted price, and the ministry was acting on complaints from the public.
So face masks are items placed under the price control list. The price of the face mask or surgical mask are varied and they depend on the type. So for example, if let's say it is a two-layered mask that is sold for 8 ringgit per box, wholesale price 10 ringgit per box at retail and 20 cents a piece.
So this is also coming as Lazada is basically putting in efforts to try to ensure that people can continue to get face masks at a reasonable price. And
yeah.
I think this has been a complaint that we've heard about from the very beginning, not just to do with the coronavirus, but actually to do with the influenza A outbreak that we saw happen earlier this year as well, which was a source of concern. And from that time until now, and until the next time the haze comes back, you see this perennial issue where because demand goes up to such a degree, people start selling face masks at, I don't know, sometimes prices that feel like they were plucked out from nowhere, right? It's just like, well, I can get away with selling it for this much, I shall. And I think it's interesting that an online platform is actually looking into this because if you notice, I mean, not just on Lazada, but anywhere really,
yeah.
depending on who you look at, depending on what shop you're on, you will see tremendous price fluctuations. This happens on any online, shopping platform. And so the fact that there is this effort to regulate, I think, is important. The next step is also for consumers to actually take note of it and not just buy out of desperation, right?
Yeah.
To actually say like, no, I'm not going to be taken advantage of just because there is all this public fear over the situation.
Yeah, you're right. And I think there is an important need here for, for one, for private entities themselves to sort of regulate the prices. Of course, these online online shopping places are usually just vendors, right? They provide their platform for people to sell their things. Though then whether or not that rule for increasing the prices necessarily applies to them is also another thing, right? Because this is the company itself taking the active choice to control it. But if, let's say, right now, we have a shortage of hand sanitizers, and if the government decides to then later put that on a price control list, but you have online vendors and hiking that up, right? In Singapore, we're seeing vendors and scalpers over extending and over increasing the prices of some essentials like toilet paper, for example. So then where does the law step in here? Is it because it's a consumer to consumer transaction that it doesn't apply, or do we consider these consumers or scalpers as businesses?
I would say in the first place, there is a problem with the demand, meaning I think as consumers, we should also, to a degree, be checking ourselves in terms of what the demand actually is. Do you really need this? Because like we've established, masks are something that are, if you are unwell, if you are sniffling and you don't want to spread anything to other people, then yes, by all means, wear a mask. But if you're just wearing masks in public spaces, they don't really necessarily do all the things that you think they're doing for you.
Yeah.
It's more an act of consideration for others, actually. Hand sanitizers, yes. But the point is, in terms of driving up this insane demand that's going on, that's also leading to people just charging whatever they want willy-nilly, it's also up to us as consumers to, like I said, complain and report people. But also, I mean, don't participate in this.
Yeah. And I guess by that extension, also perhaps looking into places where they are sort of promoting face masks as a way to keep yourself safe. Because that's, not necessarily true, right? Because the advice right now from the World Health Organization is to wash your hands. So I'm not necessarily putting it out there that it's false advertising, but it can be just a bit misleading if, let's say, you do sell it as that and you then later affect the demand and the supply for face masks.
So this is what we're talking about, right? This idea of people boosting prices when it comes to face masks and avenues to ensure that they're stopped, really, to ensure that they are reported. Because the government has said that they're monitoring it. Online platforms such as Lazada have also said that they're monitoring it closely along with the government. So what role do we play as consumers in all of this? Where should we direct our complaints to? How important is it to do so? That's what we'll be covering after this. But we'd also like to hear from you. What are some of the price hikes that you've observed? And also, have you ever complained about it? Have you ever actually, you know, filed a complaint against the seller or to the authorities? Call us and let us know. 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're crossing over now to Shabana Nasir, legal advisor for the NCCC, or the National Consumer Complaint Centre. Shabana, thank you so much for joining us. So far, has the NCCC come across any complaints about overpriced face masks?
Oh, yes. For the last, I think, a week or more, we have been receiving a lot of calls. The people are making inquiry on how much actually a face mask costs. And also, we have received a lot of complaints through our e-Aduan portal as well. So far, I think about 60 to 70 people have come forward to complain with us.
Right. Are there any patterns in these complaints in terms of location and so on?
Oh, it's actually varied. It's not one specific place. There are Klang Valley, even up to Sabah, Sarawak also, we have received complaints. We want to make it very clear that the maximum price of an ear loop of that one layer type of face mask, right? It only costs you 7 ringgit per box. And the N95 actually is 6 ringgit each. But then we are hearing traders who are charging exorbitant price and beyond the control price at unreasonable prices. So each of the consumers that we have spoke, previously, or, you know, from the time that they have lodged a complaint with us, we have immediately contacted the Minister of Domestic Trade, which is the ministry who is responsible to make sure that the traders doesn't sell, you know, this type of mask above the price that was indicated by them. So we have already lodged a complaint together with the ministry, and currently they are looking into this matter.
And could you then walk us through, I suppose, the relevant laws under the Price Control and Anti-Profiteering Act, and also what kinds of punishment this offence would entail?
Oh, okay. The face mask is a regulated price item, which is under the Price Control Price Order 2009 and the price control of maximum pricing under Order 2009. So, which means that anyone who sells face masks that exceed the price that is being gazetted under this Act, Price Control and Anti-Profiteering Act 2011, they can be punishable. And if I'm not mistaken, they can be liable to fine up to 100,000 or maximum, I think, 3 years jail or both. This is for company. An individual can, I think individual is about 50,000 ringgit or even both.
What's the procedure like for the ministry to investigate these complaints?
So far, what I have read and from our conversation that we had, to address the issue, I think the ministry have made it very clear that they have hold a meeting with the relevant manufacturer, you know, importers and retailers and all that, to make sure that there is enough supply and source of supply of masks in the country. Now, the problem is what we receive is not just about the price, which is exorbitant, but also on the issues where there is a face mask shortage, not just the face mask, but also the hand sanitizer. So people are actually going out buying face mask and hand sanitizer because they are panicked due to, you know, the news that we've been reading for the past few weeks. And due to this reason, when there's a lack of mask, when there's a lack of hand sanitizer, these retailers, these traders are taking advantage by selling price beyond the actual price under the, you know, price control price that has been indicated by the ministry. So some of them actually agree, you know, some of the consumers that we have spoken to, that we have, you know, spoke to, agreed to buy. But some of them that are not happy with the fact that they're exceeding the price based on the gazetted price, So they come to us or they can complain directly to the Minister of Domestic Trade.
Right. And, you know, like we said earlier, I mean, at this point, it's somewhat understandable that consumers might be willing to purchase these masks for a higher price. But is there actually a negative consequence that can come from not reporting it?
Yes, of course. Of course, there will be a negative impact because, one, you are encouraging the traders to be brave enough to sell those items beyond the gazetted price. So we should not condone this kind of behavior. If it's wrong, it's wrong, and you have to report it. Because each complaint that we receive from consumers are very, very valuable. This is how the authorities, the enforcement, actually act. So if you disregard what is being, gazetted and condoned to this behavior by buying and allowing them to sell at the higher price, they're going to continue doing this without being afraid. This is the time, I believe, it's not the time for traders to take advantage of, because this is a serious situation. I'm sure you and I, everyone knows how serious this outbreak is. And doing this is completely distinct to me to increase the price. So together, we have to make sure that we monitor. It's not just up to the enforcement or even NCCC. I think all of us as a consumer should be aware, should know how much is the sell price of the face mask, and to make sure to complain if you find that the face mask is being sold at a very expensive price than what has been gazetted. So I think all of us plays a responsibility to make sure that we address this to the right authorities, yeah.
Okay, and could you walk us through some quick details of where people can lodge their complaints?
Okay, so the WhatsApp is under the ministry. So the number would be 019-279-4317. Or you can actually log on to our website, which is www.nccc.org.my. So please make sure to get the receipt if you have purchased it. If you have no choice and if you have purchased it, please keep the receipt and do take a picture of the price that is being sold at any of the retail shops.
Shabana, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Shabana Nasir, legal advisor for the NCCC or the National Consumer Complaint Centre. And again, if you are seeing examples of this price hike, you can complain. That WhatsApp number is 019-279-4317. I'll just say that one more time because numbers, for me anyway, sometimes numbers just fly on by. So it's WhatsApp and it's 019-279-4317. If you would like to weigh in on the subject, show us examples that you've seen of this insane price hike, you can call us 7733-2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.